beaming. Tonight's motion picture is the thrilling story, Monty Python's Life of Brian. Set in North BC, it tells the story of the life of Brian and stars 70 camels, 48 goats, 16 chickens, 12 pigs, 2 dromedaries, and of course the wacky Monty Python boys. And so without any more ado, let's sit back and enjoy highlights from Monty Python's Life of Brian.
Brian, the babe they call Brian.
Well, hello, this is Dave Herman, and we're sitting around with a few of the members of the Monty Python group, and in order for those of you listening on the radio to be able to identify each voice with the actual person who is speaking, we thought that we would introduce the three members of the Pythons who are here, one by one.
I don't think it's going to work. Because Terry will use a silly voice, and that will be right into confusion.
Now, the listener must make a mental note of who is speaking at this point so that they will know throughout the rest of the hour who it is who's speaking. So first, we will hear from Michael Palin to my left.
Mike, it's all yours, Scott. Up to you, Mike.
Hello? This is Michael Palin.
That's not quite right.
It's not quite.
One more turn, and then we're going to go to my voice. Okay. And Graham Chapman.
Well, have we started?
Yes.
I mean, this is it.
This is actually, we're on the radio right now.
And we're going to say that's your voice.
I mean, the things that I'm saying now are actually going to be put out
in this?
On something.
What?
Are they?
Do you want to read something else?
Is that your real voice?
No, this one isn't.
Did I get it?
It's borrowed from a chemist in Augsburg.
I know the chap.
Borrow a pen up his nose.
So remember that the chemist's voice belongs to Graham Chapman.
Thank you very much.
Terry Jones is also with us.
I'm sorry. I got my voice in it.
Will he carry on like he needs the chemist? Oh,
give him your chemist voice, Graham. Prescribe something for me. Anyway, he won't be doing much of the talking.
My voice is alright. I should be talking like this some of the time. And some of the time, I'll be talking sort of a bit more like this!
Who are you?
We are three wise men.
What?
We are three wise men.
Well, what are you doing creeping around a cowshed at 2 o'clock in the morning? That doesn't sound very wise to me.
We are astrologers. We have come from the east.
Is this some kind of joke?
We wish to praise the infant. We must pay homage to him.
Homage? You're all drunk. It's disgusting. Out! Bursting in here with tales about oriental fortune tellers. Come on out.
No, no, we must see him.
Go and praise someone else's brat. Go on.
We were led by a star.
Led by a bottle of warlike? Go on out.
Well, we must see him. We have brought presents.
Out!
Gold, frankincense, myrrh.
Well, why didn't you say he's over there? So you're astrologers, are you? Well, what is he then? What star sign is he?
Capricorn.
Capricorn, eh? What are they like?
He's the son of God, our Messiah, king of the Jews.
Well, that's Capricorn, is it?
No, that's just him.
Oh, I was going to say, otherwise there'd be a lot of them.
By what name are you calling him?
Brian.
Well, thank you, Terry. The radio audience can always know who the interviewer is because I'm the one who speaks British with an American accent. And now that we have everyone straightened out, we can begin to talk mainly about the life of Brian. Terry Jones is its director and plays an assortment of parts, as does Michael and Graham. How does a Python film get started? Where does the ideas come from? Do you guys have meetings, or how does it begin?
It came about rather like doing something like this, doing a radio show in New York about 4 years ago, 3.5 years ago. Or just
are
after
we, are
the radio
we, are
show.
We allowed to interrupt at any time?
I certainly hope
not
so.
That I was thinking of doing so, only
do you
just
want to interrupt?
In case. No, I don't. But I just wanted to make that point clear.
Yes, it's quite all right.
We are allowed to.
Yes.
Thank you.
And we were sitting around like this, you know, talking away.
But
and
not just any old time. I mean, we've got to be constructive interruption.
I would hope so, that if you would interrupt, it would be because there was something to be said.
That's more, yes. That's more like
that. And we were
or
just...
Or else just to shut him up if it's getting really dull.
Yes.
Yeah. But it's obviously not yet, because it hasn't really got time.
It's started yet.
Okay.
I mean, he might, for instance, begin to say something and just stop in mid...
You could if there was something you wanted to say.
No, okay. Yeah.
Terry?
I'll carry on.
All right, yes, we'll try it like that.
So
anyway,
how does the film get started?
We were sitting around very much like this in New York.
And it was a larger box?
Yes. And then, sorry, what was I talking about?
How the picture, Life of Brian, Monty Python's Life of Brian, how the idea came about?
I can't remember.
I think Terry's trying to lie. He's trying to pretend that the film's made up when we're on a radio show, which is quite untrue.
Yes, it is,
isn't it, Graham?
It's an absolute lie.
Look the audience in the eyes and say
it. Wasn't the radio, it was just after the radio show.
I remember it started to be written in Amsterdam.
Could I interrupt you for a moment?
No, you're not allowed
to. It was in New York. It was not Amsterdam, it was New York, because I wasn't in Amsterdam.
He wasn't.
No, well, what I'm curious
not
about...
Then. You've been to Amsterdam.
Look, let's get this straight.
Yes, thought up in Amsterdam.
Well, we've all been to Amsterdam.
Then we told you.
Yeah, but
we had this idea about a film called
Special
Life
about
of
Amsterdam.
It never worked.
No, wait a minute. I'm the interviewer, and I want an answer to a particular question here. I'm thinking back to The Holy Grail, which was a costume film.
And
set back in history. And then comes Monty Python's Life of Brian, which is also a costume epic of sorts. Now, is it necessary to do your film in that genre so that you can all play a multiple of parts? Is it easier to work in that genre as opposed to a modern film?
Now, as a matter of fact, we thought twice about doing a biblical epic this time because we felt that the costumes, we didn't think there was going to be as much variety of costumes for us to be able to do lots of different parts. So in fact, it was a bit of a worry that was. And we thought, you know, I don't know what people wore in Bible times, they had clean shaven, all that, wore beards. We thought we wouldn't have the same sort of nuances of dress that you have nowadays.
I think an interruption's due, isn't it?
How blessed are those of gentle spirit! They shall have the earth for their possession. How blessed are those who hunger and thirst to see right prevail.
Speak up!
Quiet, Mum.
Well, I can't hear a thing. That's kind of stoning.
You can go to a stoning any time.
Oh, come on, Brian.
Will you be quiet?
Don't pick your nose.
I wasn't picking my nose, I was scratching.
You was picking it while you was talking to that lady.
I wasn't.
Leave it alone. Give it a rest.
Do you mind? I can't hear a word he's saying.
Don't you do you mind me. I was talking to my husband.
Well, go and talk to him somewhere else. I can't hear a bloody thing.
Don't you swear my wife.
I was only asking her to shut up so he can hear what he's saying, big nose.
Don't you call my husband big nose.
Well, he has got a big nose. Could you be quiet, please?
What was that?
I don't know. I was too busy talking to big nose.
I think it was Blessed Are the Cheesemakers.
What's so special about the cheesemakers?
Well, obviously, it's not meant to be taken literally. It refers to any manufacturers of dairy products.
Well, that'll do.
Oh.
That's fine. That's certainly thrown him off his stride. He's making rather a good serious point, I think.
He was, yes.
Yes, I sort of have to show Graham.
That was a ridiculous interruption.
In English football, he'd be shown the red card, kicking, mauling, biting people's knees, they get shown the card.
Point taken.
The interrupter was Graham Chapman. The man who's speaking is Terry Jones. And Michael Palin is doing asides at this point.
Terry, you can edit them all out.
Right, shall I go on?
I'm trying to get really comfortable for the next interruption.
So you were saying that the fact of doing a biblical epic was a point of some dispute amongst you all.
Yes.
No, I can't remember. I think, let's get down to brass tacks. I think we all agreed it would be quite nice to do a biblical film.
Ah, we did.
And we wanted to do a costume and a period film because it's just more fun. Dressing up in bowler hats and pinstripe suits, we've had enough of that for 5 years of time.
Climate this time.
We wanted a warm climate, Graham obviously for his health and things, and there's another reason.
For his health.
And we wanted no tights because, you know, we'd. Through the Holy Grail, we had the chainmail.
You wanted loose clothes.
Very, very different. Yes. We wanted something where we could be loose, we could feel free and natural.
And warm. Hide the seals and everything were a bit.
Not wear underpants.
Quiet.
So is it a fact that in Monty Python's Life of Brian, no one at any time is wearing underpants?
Not in the normal way.
No. Not in the accepted.
Well,
sense.
I mean, as a matter of fact, in one scene. Keep the. In one scene, Graham as Brian wears somewhat way less than no underpants.
Yes, completely less.
Yeah, that was Graham. Graham really hogged the no underpant bit that day.
Yes,
I mean none of us could get no underpants that day because we haven't really gone out there.
He was standing on a batch of Hong Kong underpants, actually.
Because you can't see that.
You can't
in the film, like.
The Romans wear underpants, actually, Dave. That is the thing. The Romans wear underpants, I think, and the
The Judeans do not.
The Judeans
That's how they used to tell each other apart, in fact.
The Scottish Judeans don't wear anything under there.
So which warm climate was the film filmed in?
It was filmed in Tunisia. Sorry, Michael, you were going to say.
No, I was just going to agree with you.
What? Tunisia, sure.
Tunisia, yes. Tunisia in Africa.
Oh, yes.
When you... Terry, you direct the film and play a number of parts, as do all of the Pythons do. But when you got this idea for the film, and then when it comes to casting it, to assign parts, that seems just to an average moviegoer like myself, a monumental task to assign parts amongst the six of you.
Yeah, well, it's always been a sort of, you know, free-for-all with Python. You know, everybody grabs the parts they want most and fights the others off, and it's a fairly degrading spectacle, you know, when we have the casting sessions. But somehow we all agree, and...
I think you tend to get sort of people who've written certain things maybe get your first chance at reading it or something like that. So the parts, that's basically the way the parts are distributed. And then there are a lot of other sort of parts that are loose and that are then up for grabs.
Well,
and
not unlike members of rock and roll bands. If they write the song, they usually sing the lead on it. And So you say that the film gets written by various people writing scenes,
yes,
and bringing it in and saying, well, I want to play this, or I'm going
to
play
this. Well, it tends to be like, I mean, the final song was written by Eric, and he sort of sang it to us with his guitar, and, I mean, really, that's he's got the part there, as it were, and I think in some of the other things, I read the pilot thing out, so I tended to get stuck with that.
Hail Caesar!
Hey,
only one survivor, sir.
Ah! Throw him to the floor.
What's it?
Throw him to the floor.
Ah!
Now, what is your name, Jew?
Brian, sir.
Brian, eh?
No, Brian.
Ah! The little rascal has spirit?
Has what, sir?
Spirit?
Yes, he did, sir.
Hello. Spirit, sir. Bravado, a touch of daring do.
Oh! About 11, sir.
So, you dare to wait us?
To what, sir?
Strike him, St. Julian, very roughly.
Ah! Oh, and throw him to the floor, sir.
What?
Throw him to the floor again, sir.
Oh, yes, throw him to the floor, please. Ah! Now, Jewish rapscallion.
I'm not Jewish, I'm a Roman.
A Roman?
No, Roman.
Ah! Oh! Your father was a Roman. Who was he?
He was a centurion in the Jerusalem garrison, sir.
Really? What was his name?
Nautius Maximus.
Centurion, do you have anyone of that name in the garrison?
Oh, no, sir.
Well, you sound very sure. Have you checked?
Oh, no, sir. I think it's a joke, sir. Like Ciliosodus or Biggest Dickus, sir.
What's funny about Biggest Dickus?
Well, it's a joke name, sir.
I have a very great friend in Rome called Biggus Dickus.
Graham was so awfully noble in Arthur, as Arthur
in the Holy,
Grail, that he was, there was fairly little discussion that he should be set as a hero again, or anti-hero.
So there was nobody else fought you for the part of Brian, Graham, is that true?
There was a little bit.
Yes, I mean, John was very keen on doing
Terry
Brian,
was after.
John was, wasn't
John. John was very keen to do Brian at a very early stage.
Yeah. Mm. Chapman looks as if he's very learning that right now for the first
time.
Yes,
I am, yeah. Very quiet about that, he was. Machiavellian runt.
He sort of, you know, circulated us with a little note saying how he didn't think Graham would be suitable for the part, you know.
Yes.
And, I'm sorry, I didn't realise you probably didn't get one of them.
It's probably,
The film has generated a bit of controversy. I think probably just about every group. No, I'm talking about the controversy from just about every religion on the planet has lodged a complaint against the film. Did you expect a sort of fracas to come about as a result of The Life of Brian?
Yes, I don't think we anticipated the directions it would come from. I mean, the several Jewish organisations that were the first to complain, I would never in a million years have expected that. I must say that was a... And the fact that they were complaining about the stoning sequence was a total revelation to me.
It's a little odd, because it's just a piece of history, really, isn't it?
Oh, come on, let's go to the stoning.
Stone, sir?
Nah, they got them up there, lying around on the ground.
Oh, not like these, sir. Look at these. Feel the quality of that. That's craftsmanship, sir.
Yeah, all right. 2 points, sir. 2 flats and a packet of gravel.
Should be a good one this afternoon.
Huh?
Local boy.
Oh.
Matthias, son of Deuteronomy of Gath.
Well, I say yes.
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 You have been found guilty by the elders of the town of uttering the name of our Lord. And so, as a blasphemer, you are to be stoned to death.
Look, I'd had a lovely supper, and all I said to my wife was that piece of halibut was good enough for Jehovah.
Blasphemy! He said it again? Did you hear him? Are there any women here today? Very well. By virtue of the authority vested in me.
Oh, lay off. We haven't started yet.
Come on. Who threw that? Who threw that stone? Come on.
Sorry, I thought
we started. Go to the back.
Oh, dear.
Always one, isn't there?
Look, I don't think it ought to be blasphemy. Just saying Jehovah.
You're only making it worse for yourself.
Making it worse? How could it be worse? Jehovah, Jehovah, Jehovah.
I'm warning you, if you say Jehovah once more. Right, who threw that? Come on, who threw that? Was it you?
Yes.
Right.
Well, you did say Jehovah.
Oh, will you stop that? Come here. Now look, no one is to stone anyone until I blow this whistle. Do you understand? Even, and I want to make this absolutely clear, even if they do say Jehovah.
What surprised me was the intensity of the reaction. I mean, not just condemning it, but saying, I think somebody went in print as saying that the film could lead to violence, which I thought was a very strange and rather irresponsible statement, which I just don't know what he can mean by that. I mean,
he should be taken out and beaten up.
I don't think he's got a great deal.
You mean the writer of that?
Yes. Yes. Immediately.
Great. Graham will be in the learning country for a while, so if you're just walking along, Rabbi, watch it. It'll leap on you from a four-story window. But the wrong one, wouldn't you, Grab?
Well, other denominations have also lodged.
Oh, yes. I think Python's done a lot for us of ecumenical movement. We've united Catholics, Lutherans, and the rabbis. But I think that it's quite an interesting reaction, because the reaction seems to have come from established church authorities or representatives of the authority of the church, rather than a sort of grassroots movement of people being particularly hurt or offended. And I think it's probably authority that comes off rather badly in the film, if anybody does.
What exactly are the demands? We're giving Pilate 2 days to dismantle the entire apparatus of the Roman imperialist state, and if he doesn't agree immediately, we execute her.
They bled us white, the bastards. They've taken everything we had. And not just from us, from our fathers, and from our fathers' fathers.
And from our fathers' fathers' fathers.
Yeah.
And from our fathers' 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 fathers.
You're right, Stan, don't labour the point. And what have they ever given us in return?
The aqueduct.
What?
The aqueduct.
Oh, yeah, they did give us that. That's true, yeah.
And the sanitation.
Oh, yeah, the sanitation, Reg. Remember what the city used to be like?
Yeah, all right, I'll grant you, the aqueduct and sanitation are 2 things the Romans have done.
And the roads.
Well, yeah, obviously the roads. I mean, the roads go without saying, don't they? But apart from the sanitation, the aqueduct and the roads...
Irrigation. Medicine. Education.
Yeah, all right, fair enough.
And the wine.
Yeah, that's something we'd really miss, Reg, if the Romans left.
Public baths.
And it's safe to walk in the streets at night now, Reg.
Yeah, they certainly know how to keep order. Let's face it, the only ones who could in a place like this. All right, but apart from the sanitation, the medicine, education, wine, public order, irrigation, roads, a fresh water system and public health, what have the Romans ever done for us?
Brought peace?
Oh, peace! Shut up!
great thing about the pies is we don't waste anything, you see. A lot of these earlier scripts will be available in book form, the Monty Python scrapbook, which is going out in conjunction with this film, as is the film script.
And the soundtrack album.
Posters, oh, the t-shirts, soundtrack album.
And yes. The soundtrack album.
Soundtrack album.
Yeah.
So socks. You cover socks?
No, there are no t-shirts. Socks. Sorry, I'm getting... our merchandising manager is here with us. Long, what? Long things? Sort of long yellow things?
Gourds.
Ah, sandwiches. Huge biblical
big
sandwiches.
Hero sandwiches.
Biblical heroes.
Terry Jones, you directed the film. I'm not sure. Did you? You co-directed Holy Grail
yeah,
as well.
Terry right? Gilliam and I both did Grail. Yeah.
So, both
are Terry Gilliam and I.
So have you kind of emerged as the director of the group?
Not really, no. I mean, it's just... I don't know, the way things... I think when we were doing the TV shows, perhaps I was more interested in it at that stage, and then everybody else has got more interest in directing sort of more recently. So, it's not a cut-and-dry thing at all. It's just nobody else wants to do it or wanted to do it. For this season.
Thankless task, but did very well. So a round of applause, shall we?
Yes, you did well, right. I think.
Thank you, James.
I've got to live with him for a week.
When you're actually filming it, how anarchistic is the filming of it? Did they really let you direct them at all times, or do they tell you where to go once in a while?
No, it's got to be pretty disciplined, because you've got 8 weeks, shot in 8 weeks. Mm. You really can't waste any time. You've got to get whatever you've meant to do that day done. So it's pretty tight, really.
The soundtrack album from the movie... I remember the soundtrack album from Holy Grail, I guess, was the same. You don't only put the background music as most soundtrack albums, but you actually have the dialogue from several of the scenes in the film on the record. Are you involved in the process of what is selected to work on the record as well?
Yes.
I mean, yeah, we do.
Or no.
Python.
Yes
well,
or no?
Well, the yes bit of it.
Well,
will
you handle the yes,
you
the yes bit first, and then Graham will extravagant on the no.
Sort of,
yeah.
Okay.
The yes bit is that we are all involved in just insofar as listening to what someone might have put together, but we don't all go into a recording studio and say we're definitely going to have this or that, because there wasn't really time. What happened with this one was that I made a sort of compilation. And we actually made a live album at one time. We went and recorded an audience in England listening to the film. And we made a sort of live album, Python audience live. And that was listened to, and it was felt it didn't really work terribly well, because with the live soundtrack, you couldn't get the original quality very well. So we then scrapped that, and I'd gone on holiday by that time. And
it had all gotten too much.
It's all gotten, no. And at Oliver, weeks, was it days? And then Eric took over and made another selection, which is, I think, the one that we've got at the moment. I mean...
I've heard it.
Well, if you were home right now listening to the radio, you would be hearing it.
Yeah.
So. Right now.
Speak to us, Master! Speak to us! Go away! A blessing! How shall we go away, Master?
Go away! Leave me alone!
Give us a sign!
He has given us a sign! He has brought us to this place!
I didn't bring you here! You just followed me!
Oh, it's still a good sign by any standard!
Master, your people have walked many miles to be with you! They are weary and have not eaten!
It's not my fault they haven't eaten!
There is no food in this high mountain!
Well, what about the juniper bushes over there?
They've brought forth juniper berries.
Of course they've brought forth juniper berries. They're juniper bushes. What do you expect?
Show us another miracle.
Do not tempt him, shallow ones. Is not the miracle of the juniper bushes enough?
I say, those are my juniper bushes.
They are a gift from God.
They're all I've bloody got to eat.
I say, get off those bushes. Go on, clear off. Look at you.
Lord, I am affected by a bald pat.
I'm healed. The master has healed me!
I didn't touch him!
I was blind, and now I can see!
Tell them to stop it! I haven't said a word for 18 years till he came along!
Amigo! He is the Messiah!
He hurt my foot!
Amigo!
Empire.
I say you are Lord, and I should know. I followed a few.
Hail Messiah!
I'm not the Messiah. Will you please listen?